感谢主，时间过得很快啊。
We thank the Lord, time passes quickly.
我们已经来到聚会的最后一场。
We have already come to the last meeting.
可能很多弟兄姊妹都归心似箭，想回家了。
Perhaps a lot of brothers and sisters want to return home.
弟兄姊妹想家吗？
Brothers and sisters, are you homesick?
感谢主，都没有人想家。
We thank the Lord, none of you are homesick.
我们舍不得离开这个地方啊。
We do not want to leave this place.
想神的家吗？对，有人讲 yes, 非常好。
Do you long for God's house?
当然我不是叫你们想你们那个会所啊。
Of course, I'm not referring to your physical church building.
因为那个会所呢，是我们在那里聚神的儿女聚集的地方。
Because a meeting place is where children of God gather together.
是我们表现神家的地方。
It is a place where we can express God's house.
也是我们实行神家生活的地方。
And it is also a place where we can put this into action.
啊，愿主让我们越过越能看见他荣耀的心意。
More and more may the Lord allow us to see His glorious purpose.
神不仅在创世之前有一个荣耀的心意，要在这个宇宙中建造他的家。
God not only before the foundation of the world had this glorious purpose of establishing His house.
神也盼望今天在地上，在他的百姓中造作他的家。
Moreover.Amongst his people, on this earth right now, he also wants to find a dwelling place.
因为我们在这个荒凉的年间呢，
during these desolate years,
我们能从内心的深处对主说，
and we tell the Lord from the bottom of our hearts,
主啊，若是你在地上找不到安息的地方，
Lord, if you cannot find a dwelling place where you can have peace,
愿我们的聚会是你的家。是你安息的所在。
May our gathering be your house and where you can find a resting.
求主把这个心志放在所有亲爱的弟兄姊妹里面。
May the Lord place this burden in our hearts.
我们彼此相看，要觉得是家人。
When we look at each other, we need to consider each other as family members.
真的彼此相爱。
To love one another.
相互的激励
and to edify, encourage one another,
活出神家的实际
and to live out the reality of the church,
这样就能叫天父的心
so that the Father's heart
得到满足
may be satisfied.
所以今天早晨我们要继续的从诗篇八十四篇来交通和神家有关的事
Therefore, this morning we'll continue to fellowship from Psalm 84 regarding.The house of God.
我们请弟兄姊妹打开诗篇第八十四篇。
Please turn to Psalm 84.
我们最后呢，再把它读一遍。
We'll read it once more.
如果你已经会背了，你就闭着眼睛读好了。
If you can only memorize this, then you can close your eyes to recite it.
如果你背的不熟的话呢，你偷偷看一下也可以。
If you're not there yet, you can secretly look a little bit.
来，让我们一起来读诗篇第八十四篇啊。我们中文的先读，然后英文再读，好吧
？We'll read in Chinese first, then in English.
克拉后裔的诗，交与灵长，用加特的乐器。万军之耶和华，你的居所何等可爱！我羡慕可想耶和华的愿语，我的心肠，我的肉体。向永生神呼吁，我的君耶和华，我的王，我的神啊，在你祭坛那里，麻雀为自己找着房屋，找着抱处之窝，如此住在你殿中的，变为有福，他们仍要赞美你，靠你有力量，心中向往西安大道的人，这人变为有福。他们经过流泪谷，叫这谷变为泉源之地，并有秋雨之福盖满了全谷。他们行走，力上加力，个人到西安朝见神。耶和华万军之神啊，求你听我的祷告， 雅各的神啊，求你留心听。神啊，你是我的盾牌，求你垂顾观看你受膏者的面，在你的院宇住一日，甚是在别处住千日，宁可住神殿中看门，不愿住在恶人的帐篷里。因为耶和华神是日头，是盾牌，要赐下恩惠和荣耀，他未尝留下一样好处不给那些行动正直的人。万军之耶和华，依靠你的人变为有福。
To the chief musician on an instrument of Gad, a psalm of the sons of Korah. How lovely is your tabernacle, O Lord of hosts. My soul longs, yes, even faints, for the courts of the Lord. My heart and my flesh cry out for the living God. Even the sparrow has found a home, and the swallow a nest for herself, where she may lay her young. Even your altars, O Lord of hosts, my King and my God. Blessed are those who dwell in your house, they will still be praising you. Blessed is the man whose strength is in you, whose heart is set on pilgrimage. As they pass through the valley of Baca, they make it a spring. The rain also covers it with pools. They go from strength to strength. Each one appears before God in Zion. O Lord, God of hosts, hear my prayer. Give ear, O God of Jacob. O God, behold our shield, and look upon the face of your anointed. For a day in your courts is better than a thousand. I would rather be a doorkeeper in the house of my God than dwell in the tents of wickedness. For the Lord God is a sun and shield. The Lord will give grace and glory. No good thing will he withhold from those who walk uprightly. O Lord of hosts, blessed is the man who trusts in you.
诗篇第十一章十一篇第七节。
Psalm 11, verse 7.
诗篇十一篇第七节，因为耶和华是公义的，他喜爱公义，正直人必得见他的面。
Psalm 11:7. For the Lord is righteous; he loves righteousness; his countenance beholds the upright.
我们在读约伯记
，The Book of Job，
第一章
，Chapter
1
Chapter 1 verse 1.
乌斯地有一个人名叫约伯，那人完全正直，敬畏神，远离恶事。
There was a man in the land of Uz whose name was Job, and that man was blameless and upright, and one who feared God and shunned evil.
约伯为着正直啊，做了一个最好的注解。
Job gave the uprightness a good explanation.
什么是正直呢？
What does it mean to be upright?
就是敬畏神，远离恶事。
It is to fear God and shun evil.
啊，弟兄姊妹，我们需要记住这句话。
Brothers and sisters, we must remember this.
正直就是敬畏神，远离恶事。
To be upright means to fear God and to shun evil.
那么最后呢，我们读一节新约的圣经。
Let's turn to the New Testament.
哥林多前书第一章。
First Corinthians chapter 1.
林前一章。
First Corinthians chapter 1.
第三十节。
Verse 30.
但你们得在基督耶稣里是本乎神，神又使他成为我们的智慧、公义、圣洁、救赎。
but of him you are in Christ Jesus, who became for us wisdom from God and righteousness and sanctification and redemption.
这里讲到神使基督成为我们的义公义。
Here it speaks of God causing Christ to become our righteousness.
弟兄姊妹，这一次我们一同在主跟前来读可拉后裔的诗八十四篇。
Brothers and sisters, this time we gather together to read the Psalm 84 of the sons of Korah.
我们真是感觉到可拉后裔的诗有很大震撼的力量。
We truly feel that the Psalm of the sons of Korah are very impactful.
在那个荒凉的年间
In the years of desolation,
当神的儿女们背离神
When the children of God disobeyed God,
他们弃神的家不顾
And they rejected God's house and did not care for it,
他们只爱自己
They only love themselves.
他们只顾他们的家和他们的事业
They are only mindful of their own house and their own business.
当神的百姓中出现一片的荒凉的时候
When there's desolation amongst God's children,
这里出现了一般少数的人
There was this small group of people.
他们被称作是可拉的后裔
They are called the sons of Korah.
这些人背着他们祖先的羞耻
These people endured the shame of their ancestors.
背着他们祖先的失败
Notwithstanding the failures of their ancestors.
背着他们祖先的背叛
The rebellion of the ancestors.
他们甘心称自己为可拉的后裔
They willingly called themselves the sons of Korah.
他们深深地感觉到他们在神跟前所蒙的厚恩
They deeply felt the great blessing that they received from the Lord.
他们替他们的祖先懊悔在神的跟前
They repent before the Lord for their ancestors.
然后他们向着神的家，特别神的家一个热切的爱
and they especially have this great zeal and love for God's house
你读他们的诗篇呢
as you read their psalms
你能感觉你摸到一个炙热的心啊
can you sense that you touch this heart that is burning
全心向着神的家
wholeheartedly for God's house
所以诗篇八十四篇
so Psalm 84
表达了他们对神家的一种的爱慕
express the love and longing For God's house.
弟兄姊妹，你要知道，这是最摸到神的神心的一件事情。
Brothers and sisters, you must know that this touches the heart of God.
因为这是至高神的心意啊。
Because this is the will of God on high.
他一从起初，他就有个心意要建造家。
Even from the beginning, he had this desire to establish a house.
所以，若有人爱神的家。
So if anyone loves the house of
God, 关心神的家,
to be mindful of the house of God,
那人是蒙神祝福的。
That man is blessed by the Lord.
你看这篇诗篇里面好几次讲到说变为有福啊。
In this psalm, many times it says, "Blessed is the man."
所以愿今天主借着这个诗篇对我们有一个深切的啊一个提醒。
Therefore, today may the Lord continue to remind us deeply from this psalm.
让我们起来。
That we will rise up.
在今天这个末后的时代
In these last days,
当很多人都追求外面事物的时候
as a lot of people are pursuing outward things,
我们起来关心神的家
That we rise up and we are mindful of God's house.
我们要把我们这个聚会的地方不是地方了把我们这些人建造成为神可居住的所在
That those who gather together, may he cause us to be his dwelling place.
我们知道这不是一个人可以做到的
This is not something one can do himself.
那是我们大家共同的一同来建造
That is we build this together.
愿主把这个心愿赐给我们
May the Lord give us that desire.
所以我们讲到在诗篇八十四篇里面
Now we say in Psalm 84
这里关乎到神的家有四件重要的事情
There are four important things regarding the house of God.
第一个就是看神的居所为可爱。
The first is to see how lovely is his tabernacle.
啊，愿主有给我们有属灵的眼光。
May the Lord give us spiritual sight.
能够看见神家的可爱。
That we can see how lovely is the house of God.
我们说因为可爱所以有吸引力。
Because it is lovely, therefore there's a draw from it.
所以第一件事情,
that's the first thing.
我们需要看神的居所为可爱,
that we see his dwelling place as lovely.
但是克拉后裔也知道,
but the sons of Korah also knew,
你如果要达到神荣耀的心意,
if you are to reach the glorious purpose of God,
有条路我们需要跑的,
there is a way that we have to run upon. This is known as Highway to Zion.
这条道路是通往西安的,
this highway goes towards Zion.
这条路是通往神的旨意的,
this highway goes towards God's purpose.
那么神住在西安,
and God dwells in Zion.
西安是神的家,
Zion is God's house.
所以今天如果我们的路不对了,
so today, if our way is wrong,
你达不到神的旨意,
then you cannot reach God's purpose.
你就没有办法经历那个家的实际,
then you cannot experience the reality of the house of God.
所以弟兄姊妹们,
therefore, brothers and sisters,
我们不仅是向往西安的大道,
not only do we long for the highway to Zion,
我们讲过, 我们的心里面要有这条路,
we have said this, our hearts must contain this.
我真是满心感谢我的主,
we truly thank the Lord.
从我年轻的时候,
from the day of my youth,
从我们前面的弟兄们, 他们的信息和教导当中,
from the brothers who were before us and their teachings,
我们明白了这条路,
we understood this way.
所以这么多年来, 弟兄姊妹们, 神一直把这条路放在我心里面,
so many years have passed, the Lord continued to place this way in my heart.
在台湾侍奉的时候, 为着这条路,
when I was serving in Taiwan, it was for this way.
刚到美国的时候, 为着这条路,
when I first came to the States, it was for this way.
哎呀, 我刚到美国的时候呢, 我里面觉得非常的诧异啊,
when I came to the States at first, I was quite surprised.
连我们周遭很多爱主的弟兄姊妹, 他们出来全时间侍奉主,
there are a lot of brothers and sisters who love the Lord and they come out to full-time ministry.
那个时候他们居然对神的心意啊, 根本不认识,
but they did not know the purpose of God.
当我们在那里交通的时候,
when we were fellowshipping,
他说你们讲这些东西啊, 都是天方夜谭,
they said all these things seem fairy tales.
太这个抽象,
these are too abstract.
根本都不实际,
it is not concrete.
所以我刚到美国的时候,
so when I first came to the States,
哎呀, 我就觉得孤单得不得了啊,
I felt very lonely.
我想找一个人交通人, 找不到,
I wanted to find one person to have fellowship, but I
couldn't find any.
Whatever I wanted to say, no one wanted to hear.
但是弟兄姊妹, 无论环境怎样,
but brothers and sisters, no matter how the circumstances
was,
the Lord has already placed this way in me.
我知道主是为着这条路带我来到美国的,
I know the Lord for the purpose of this way brought me to the
States. 后来他们打发我, 我到加拿大去,
then they sent me to Canada.
我心里面很清楚, 我是为着这条路去的,
I was very clear in my heart that I went for this way.
弟兄姊妹们,
brothers and sisters,
你我的心中必须有这条路,
you and me need to have this way in our hearts.
今天我们已经讲过, 整个地上教会的路啊, 非常的复杂,
we already said today on this earth the way of the church is very complicated.
很多人都告诉你, 这是路, 那是路,
some people say this is the way, some says that is the way.
那我们真的清楚什么是主的路吗?
Are we clear what is the way of our Lord?
可拉的后裔, 他们有非常明亮的眼目,
the sons of Korah have very good clear eyesight.
他们所看见的是这条西安的大道,
what they saw is the highway to Zion.
他们知道只有这条路是通往神的旨意的,
only this way leads to God's purpose.
我们知道经过过去几百年的时间,
after many centuries,
很多圣徒们, 他们流汗流血,
a lot of saints toiled and shed their blood.
在这条道路上奋战不休,
they were fighting on this way.
很多人都殉道,
a lot of people were martyred.
好不容易使这条路在神的百姓中开始清楚,
so that this way can become clear for God's people.
所以我们我才感觉到我们是一般蒙恩得救蒙恩的人,
that's why I feel that we are a blessed people.
所以我常常有时候对一些属灵的同伴讲,
so often I say to spiritual companions,
我说我们本来就是糊里糊涂的,
We were confused at first.
根本不知道主的路在哪里。
We don't know where the Lord's way is.
是主的怜悯。
It is the Lord's mercy.
他把我带到这条路上。
He brought me onto this way.
我糊里糊涂走上来了。
I was confused, yet I got onto this way.
主也把你糊里糊涂带上来了。
And you were confused, but the Lord brought you to this way.
这不是我们的选择。
This is not by our choice.
主把他也带到这条路上来了。
The Lord brought him to this way.
因此我们就成为什么？属灵的同伴。
That's why we are now spiritual companions.
我们看见很多年前面的弟兄们走在这条路上。
We see a lot of brothers before us who walked on this way.
当他们离开了。
When they departed.
我们继续这条路上往前走。
We continue to walk on this way.
所以弟兄姊妹们。
So brothers and sisters.
心中一定要有神的路。
In your heart, there must be this road, the God's way.
这样你不会辜负神的救恩。
Then you would not cause God's salvation to be in vain.
你不会辜负神的呼召。
And you would not cause His election to be in vain.
也不会辜负你自己的这一生。
And you would not have your life be in vain.
若是达不到神的目的。
If you cannot reach God's purpose.
我们一切所有的都要归于无有。
Then everything will be for naught.
弟兄姊妹们，愿主把这条路放在我们的心中。
Brothers and sisters, may the Lord place this way in our hearts.
当然，克拉的后裔知道，你不仅明白这条路。
Of course, the sons of Korah understood. Not only do we know this way,
你还要走啊。
You have to walk upon it.
啊，我们已经讲过了，这条路满了艰难的。
We already mentioned that this way is full of difficulty.
充满仇敌的攻击。
Full of the attacks of the enemy.
到处都是陷阱，到处都是坑洞。
There's a lot of traps and snares.
撒旦天天在那里像捕鸟人一样的弄张网想抓我们。
Satan is like those bird catchers laying traps for us.
谁要走这条路？
Who's going to walk on this way?
弟兄姊妹们，撒旦真的非常的恨我。
Brothers and sisters, those Satan will hate.
我可以告诉你，我刚刚出来奉献自己出来侍奉主的时候。
I can tell you when I first consecrated myself and came to serve the Lord.
那个时候我住在会所里面。
I live in a church building.
哎呀，那个时候很特别，我年纪很轻。
It was quite special. I was still quite young.
所以常常有时候人家敲会所的门。
So often there will be people who come knock on the door of the church.
那么我要需要接待他们。
And I have to tend to them.
有一次还是他们讲是一个姊妹啊。
Once it was a sister.
当然她年纪比我大得多。
Of course she was much older than I was.
我一开门，哇，这个整个人的脸呢全部白的，苍白的。
And when I saw her, her face is very pale.
我一看到她我就吓一跳。
I was very astonished.
他原来是精神上面有很大的问题。
She has a lot of mental issues.
他就问你们这里负责弟兄在吗？
She asked, "Is your responsible brother here?"
我说没有，就我一个人。
I said, "No one else but me."
他说好，我就找你。
And she said, "That's all right. I will talk to you."
所以我们两个人就进来，我也不知道该怎么弄。那个时候年轻，他是一个年长的人，哎呀，我心里很是惊慌啊。
And I wasn't sure what to do. I was still very young. She's very old. I don't know what to do.
弄到那个接待室里，我们两个坐在那，你看我看你这样。
I brought her into the receiving room, and we were looking at each other.
我心里真是觉得很害怕。
I was very afraid.
弟兄姊妹，从那天开始起
，Brothers and sisters, since that day,
他就经常来找我。
She came to look for me often.
哎呦，我就觉得好像这个被缠住了。
And I felt that I was ensnared.
有时候他来了。
When she came,
拿着一包糖。
She brought a kind of a bag of candy.
这个给你吃。
This is for you.
我一看了那个包都打开来的。
And I saw the candy wrappers were already unwrapped.
可能他已经吃过了。
Maybe she already had some.
他就给我也不敢不接，我就接过来了。
And I dare not reject it, so I took it.
弟兄姊妹们
，brothers and sisters，
因为这件事情
，because of this，
哎呀，我就内心非常的不安。
I had a lack of peace in my heart.
我就住在那个会所里，白天晚上都觉得有黑暗的权势。
And in day and at night, while I lived in the church building, I felt there was a dominion of darkness.
但是我是一个这个年轻的人，对吧？
I was a young man, right?
我说我也不怕鬼的。
I am not afraid of the devil.
但是你就感觉每天生活都活在一个阴影的一个情况的里面。
But every day I felt that I was living under a shadow.
哇，那个对我呢，那个搅扰得很厉害。
This disturbed me very much.
我虽然在主面前迫切祷告，仰望主。
Even though I prayed earnestly before the Lord.
就感觉这个阴影一直的跟着我。
I felt that this darkness continued to surround
me. 那时候我住在会所，还有一个住在会所里面的弟兄。
When I was living in the church building, there's another brother who lived in the church building.
后来我把这个事情告诉他。
So I told him this.
他说好，我来对付他。
And he said, I will deal with her.
所以那个姊妹来说，他就过去再把他拉开了。
So then when this sister came, he went and then took her aside.
哎呀，但是呢，那个阴影始终是没有过去。
But that darkness never passed.
那后来我就跟一个年长的弟兄讲。
Later on, I talked to an elder brother.
这年长的弟兄脸色也非常的凝重。
And this elder brother, his face, countenance was very stern.
他说好，下次他来的时候你告诉我，我来赶鬼。
And he said, next time when she comes, tell me, and I'll drive out the demon.
弟兄姊妹很奇妙啊。
Very interestingly, brothers and sisters.
从我和那个年长弟兄谈过这件事情之后呢
，After I discussed this with the elder brother,
哎，那个姊妹就再也没有来过。
That sister never came again.
后来我知道啊，因为她的背景，她因为离婚呢、啊，打击非常的重，这个人的整个精神状态是不正常的。
Later on, I found out because she was divorced and there was a lot of impact and her mental.State was not right.
但是我没有想到这个仇敌借着他这个情况给我造成非常大的威胁。
But I didn't realize that the enemy was using her condition to cause great harm to me.
后来我就清楚了。
Then I became clear.
撒旦是多么恨恶人走这条路啊。
Satan hates people who walk on this way.
如果你要走这条路
If you're going to walk on this way,
他千方百计的要拦住你。
He'll use all his schemes in order to
hinder. 他用这么一个事情来威吓我。
You see, he used this condition and this circumstance to threaten me.
哦，那几天那段时间，你知道，我都很想跑回家去了。
You know, during those days, I really wanted to return home.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们
，Dear brothers and sisters,
这条道路上有太多太多的艰难。
This way is filled with difficulty.
啊，我有很多故事可以讲的，不过这不是讲故事的地方。
I have a lot of stories I can tell you, but this is not the time and place.
啊，我们希望弟兄姊妹们能明白西安的大道。
We desire brothers and sisters to know that.Highway to Zion.
是充满艰难的一个地方。
It is filled with difficulties.
所以呢，我们要行走。
So as we walk,
我们需要力上加力。
We need to go from strength to strength.
我们昨天已经讲过了。
Yesterday we mentioned.
啊，有一些的重要的原则我们需要守住。
There are important principles that we need to keep.
那么，可拉的后裔不仅是鼓励我们要。力上加力的上西安去朝见神。
Now the sons of Korah not only encourage us to go from strength to strength to go on the pilgrimage.
今天我们讲最后一个点，第四个点。
Today we will mention the fourth point.
是诗篇八十四篇九到十二节。
It is Psalm 84 verse 9 to 12.
这里一个重心的点。
Here an important point.
就神希望我们。作为一个追求正直的人
That is, God wants us to be people who pursue righteousness.
可拉的后裔知道一件事情
The sons of Korah knows one thing.
一个追求行动正直的人什么好处都不缺这是他的应许
that those who walk uprightly will not have any good thing withheld from them.
神的家是一个正直人的家
The house of God is a house of people who walk uprightly.
所以你知道这个正直啊
So you know uprightly.
包含几个重要的意义啊
There are several important meanings.
第一个就是诚实
The one is honest.
我们要做诚实的人。
We need to be honest before God.
第二个
Second,
要真实，不要有虚伪。
That we need to be true and not have hypocrisy.
属灵事情不要有虚伪。
We cannot have hypocrisy.
我们弟兄昨天也解释什么叫虚伪，对吧？
Yesterday, our brother explained what is hypocrisy.
还有就是实在。
And the other is,
real.
Real.
真真实实的。
To be real.
所以弟兄姊妹们。
So、brothers,
我们在教会中，在神的家中，要追求做一个正直的人。
Brothers and sisters, in God's house, we must pursue to be people who walk upright.
神的家是一个正直之家。
God's house is a God of people who walk uprightly.
啊，所以约伯告诉了约伯的这个人告诉了我们什么叫正直。
Job tells us what it means to be upright.
敬畏神，远离恶事。
To fear God and shun evil.
弟兄姊妹们
Brothers and sisters,
今天我们所处的这个时代实在是一个邪恶淫乱的时代
These days that we, this age that we live in is indeed an evil and wicked age
太多的恶事在这个世界中
There are too many evil things that's happening in this world
尤其你们很多青年弟兄姊妹
You have a lot of young brothers and sisters
求主给我们有敬畏主的心
May the Lord give us a heart that fears God
远离恶事
And to shun evil.
对那些败坏的事情不要有兴趣
To not have interest of these corrupt things.
啊，在神面前做一个实实在在的人
That before the Lord we are someone who is real.
啊，拒绝仇敌的试探和引诱
To reject the temptation of the enemy.
弟兄姊妹们
Brothers and sisters.
感谢主
Thank the Lord.
在旧约圣经里啊
In the Old Testament.
他多讲正直
The word upright is used often.
在新约圣经中呢，这个正直这个字啊就很少出现。
But this word upright is not often used in the New Testament.
但是呢，在新约圣经中啊，讲公义，讲行义。
But in the New Testament, it speaks of righteousness and righteous acts.
啊，那么这个范围就比正直更大。
This encompasses more than just being upright.
我们可以这样领会啊，公义是我们里面的品质。
We can understand this way. Righteousness is our character.
或者是 nature.
Nature.
正直呢是外面的表现。
And uprightness is that expression outwardly.
所以到了新约时代中，神就让神的百姓要行义啊。
Therefore, in the New Testament, God wants His people to act out righteousness.
所以弟兄姊妹们，我们需要行义。
We have to act out righteousness.
行义，那么呢，你就能够正直。
If you can act out righteousness, then you can be upright.
因为公平里面是包括的正直和不，公义是包括的正直和公平的。
Because righteousness encompasses fairness. And uprightness.
所以到了新约时代中
So in the New Testament time,
神就注重神百姓的行义
Therefore, God in the New Testament time cares about His people acting out that righteousness.
今天呢，我想我们世界上看人呢
On this world, as we look at others,
是用好坏来分的，对不对
We consider them good or bad.
我们常常讲，这是好人
It's a good person.
这是坏人
A bad guy.
啊，这是我们今天这样的分的。
This is how we discern.
但是神看人不一样。
But God looks at us differently.
圣经的思想是，这是义人，这是恶人。
The Bible looks at righteous people and evil people.
啊，为什么神这样说是义人和恶人呢？
Why does God talk of righteousness and evil?
我们知道，只有公义能够达到神的目的。
Because only righteousness can attain to God's purpose.
恶是达不到神的目的。
And evil cannot reach God's purpose.
这个恶呢，包括着犯罪，包括着罪和犯错误。
And this evil includes sins and transgressions.
我想很多弟兄姊妹都知道现在这个罪的这个定义，是吧？
I believe many brothers and sisters know the definition of sin.
希腊文的这个 hamartia 这个字哈。
In Greek, this is hamartia.
啊，这个字呢，它里面有两个很重要的解释。
And there are two important meanings of this word.
在英文里面，第一个叫做 miss the mark。
In English, the first is miss the mark.
就是你达不到目的的。
You cannot reach that mark, the target.
这个比我们呢有罪的行为呢，有罪的这个犯罪的行为和表现更严重，你知道吗？
This is much more severe than having acts of sin.
因为我们一般呢一谈到罪，我们就想到撒谎了、杀人了这些放火，对不对？
Because when we talk of sin, we think of lying and killing people.
其实撒旦当初把罪摆在人里面的时候呢，
But actually, when Satan placed sin in man,
他叫人达不到神的目的。
He caused man to not be able to reach God's purpose.
所以人整个的生活是空虚的。
So that the entire life of a person is vanity.
人活在地上没有意义。
And there's no meaning.
不知道为什么活着。
They do not know why they live.
他没有目标。
There's no purpose.
这是罪产生的结果。
This is the effect of sin.
所以这个罪第一个就是叫 miss the mark.
For sin, the first is miss the mark.
那么第二方面还有一个意思。
And the second aspect.
他就他把你引到那个 error 里面。
And it brings you into an error.
把你引到错误里面去了。
Brings you into an error.
不仅叫你达不到神的目的，并且把你带到错误的情况。
Not only that you cannot reach God's purpose, but you also brought into an error.
所以你看见这个罪恶的世界。
So you see this evil generation.
全世界都在犯错误。
The entire world is in error.
哎呦，你今天看看今天这个世界上各个国家的表现。
If you look at the many countries and their acts,
太多的错误的东西了。
There's so many things that are wrong.
那些当政的人以为自己很有智慧。
Those in charge think that they are very full of wisdom.
结果把国家都不知道带到哪里去了。
But they don't know where they're leading their country.
你看最近我们这个世界上发生什么俄乌战争，对吧？
Lately there is this Ukraine and Russian war.
很多人看得满头雾水，莫名其妙。
A lot of people look at it and are confused.
为什么要打这个仗？
Why is there this war?
毕竟打到现在停不下来了，不知道怎么停。
And they're still fighting and they don't know how to step down.
他们犯很重大的错误，
They committed a great error.
表面上看起来是 这些战争的。
On the surface, it seems like these are wars.
其实背后支持人的 支配人的是那个罪。
But behind, the controlling factor is actually sin.
撒旦就是要把你这些人呢搞得乱七八糟。
Satan wants to cause chaos.
这个罪很可怕。
Sin is very severe.
所以弟兄姊妹们
，brothers and sisters，
一个人一开始犯罪了
，when someone starts to sin，
他就摸不到方向
，and they cannot find the direction。
所以弟兄姊妹们
，brothers and sisters，
这个恶是包括了罪和犯错。
This evil includes sin.And also committing errors.
我常常感觉啊，我们对罪呢，我们是有点认识的。
I often feel that we have some understanding of sin.
我们觉得那个不好，对不对？
We think that's not good, right?
但是我们对错误呢，我们的警戒心就很少。
But we seem to be not as guarded in terms of committing errors.
因为假如说犯一点错有什么关系，对不对？
Because we thought if we commit a little bit of error, what is that to us?
甚至很多这不是外邦人，连基督徒这样，哎呀，有时候啊，撒一点小谎也没关系的。
And this is not just unbelievers. Sometimes believers think if you lie a little bit, it's all right.
你撒一点小谎啊，日子比较好过。
It might cause your day to go more easily.
我们对那个错误啊，我们觉得无所谓。
We are much more careless about committing
error. 贪一点小便宜没有关系。
If we get a little bit of advantage, it's all right.
啊，所以因此很多人是大过不犯，小过不断。
So there are people who will not commit great errors, but they keep committing small errors.
但是请我们注意啊。
But you have to pay heed.
弟兄姊妹们
Brothers and sisters,
犯过错也不行的
Even committing small errors, that's not okay.
特别关乎到教会的路
Especially when it comes to the way of the church
关乎西安的大道
When it comes touch upon the highway to Zion
不能犯一点错误
And you cannot have even a little bit of error
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们
Dear brothers and sisters
你们记得在这个利未记里面
You remember in Leviticus,
那么一开头有五祭，对不对？
There are the Pentateuch. Oh, sorry, the five feasts.
那么第 最后呢一个是赎罪祭，还有一个什么赎愆祭。
And there is the sin offering,
a transgression,
guilt offering and the transgression offering.
Yeah. 你知道这两个祭是并行的。
And you know that these two are together.
你不仅不能犯罪，也不要犯错。
You cannot have sins nor can you have trespasses.
所以弟兄姊妹们，神恨恶。
So God hates sin, evil.
神是公义的神。
God is a God of righteousness.
神知道你如果要达到神的目的。
If you want to reach God's purpose,
你必须符合于神的公义。
You have to attain to God's righteousness.
任何不符合于神公义的事都是恶。
Anything that is not according to God's righteousness is evil.
所以难怪你在读到新约圣经的时候呢，神对那个恶，哇，那是毫不容情的。
Therefore, in the New Testament time, God does not allow any part of evil.
我们都知道我们的神是公义的神。
We all know that our God is a God of righteousness.
他不只是慈爱的神，他也是公义的神。
Not only is he a God of love, he's also a God of righteousness.
很多人喜欢神的爱，不喜欢神的公义。
A lot of people like God's love, but not his righteousness.
但是如果你认识了神的公义，
But if you know God's righteousness,
你知道神的公义是多么重要的一件事情。
And you know how important it is, God's righteousness.
但是公义的审判呢，对我们这些有罪人来讲是非常的可怕。
But a righteous judgment for those who have sinned, this is very,
terrible. 你看在旧约圣经里面呢，
If you look at the Old Testament,
不仅是外邦人那个罪恶人，那么神叫这个以色列把他们除灭尽尽，对不对？
When you look at the pagans, God calls the Israelites to completely wipe them out.
当以色列百姓他们作恶的时候，神一点都不容情的。
And when the Israelites committed sin, God did not allow them to do that.
所以在公义的审判底下，
Under the judgment of a righteous
God, 神不管你是外邦人是神的百姓，
God doesn't care if you are his people or unbelievers.
神一样的审判，
God judges the same way.
所以圣经提醒我们，
So the Bible reminds us,
将来我们到审判台前的时候，
As we come before the judgment seat in the future,
弟兄姊妹，那个公义的审判是可怕的。
That righteous judgment is very terrible.
在马太福音里面主这样说，
In Matthew, the Lord says,
到那个时候我们所说的每一句闲话都要供出来。
And the Lord says that every little word that we say will be revealed.
哇，我们说了多少闲话，对不对？
How many of these words we've said?
有时候弟兄姊妹在一起，美国人讲很喜欢 gossip， 起起戳戳的像麻雀一样的。
And the Americans like to gossip like the sparrows.
你在那里起起戳戳的，神那边就把你录下来了。
When you're gossiping, then the Lord recorded this.
那么到了审判台前的时候。
And before the judgment seat,
可能很多你老早忘记了，神就放给你听啊。
Perhaps you forgot that, and the Lord will replay the gospel.
按照你的话去审判你。
And to judge you according to your word.
哇，你说神公义的要求的这么细致吗？
You say this righteous requirement of God is it so nuanced?
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，就是这样。
But it is like so, dear brothers and sisters.
马太福音里面还讲到啊。
In Matthew it also speaks of.
你如果有一文钱没有还清，你就出不，你定规你逃脱不了。
If you owe even one coin, then you cannot.
No, one cent.
One cent, then you cannot escape.
那么路加福音更厉害。
And Luke says it more.
他说你是半文钱没有还清，你出不来。
If you have half a cent that you didn't repay, then you cannot come out.
哇，弟兄姊妹们，你看见神为着他的公义，他的要求是多么的严厉。
You see that God's requirement for righteousness is very, very strict.
请你记得为什么是这么严厉。
You have to remember why it is so strict.
将来我们进入永世的时候，
When we are to enter the new
eternal
eternity.
弟兄姊妹们，神用公义作为最严厉的防线。
And God uses righteousness to be the most strict guard.
绝不许可今生的罪和骄傲有一点点能够进去。
that not any sin or pride of this life can enter in.
你想想看，如果照我们现在这个样，大家就进了永远去了。
If think about this, if like us right now we enter into eternity,
那我们就是把地上的难处也搬到永远里面去了。
Then we bring the difficulties of this world to eternity.
所以彼得后书告诉我们。
So in 2 Peter,
将来的新天新地有义居住在其中。
In the New Jerusalem, in New Heaven and Earth, there is righteousness in it.
所以不公义不义的人是不能进永远进天国的。
So those who are without righteousness cannot enter into the.
所以难怪神的要求是这么的严厉。
So we see that the God's requirement is so strict.
如果你明白了这个点。
If you understand this point,
哇，你就知道神的公义是多么的重要。
Then you know how important God's righteousness is.
将来我们到新天新地。
When we go to new heaven and new earth,
我们过的是最快乐的生活了，对吧？
We live a most joyous life.
因为没有任何不义的东西。
Because there is no more unrighteousness.
所有的恶都被除尽。
And all evil has been driven out.
所以神的公义是一道最严格的一道防线。
Therefore, the God's righteousness is the most strict line.
我们要感谢神。
We have to thank the God.
我们的神是公义的神。
Our God is a righteous God.
但是弟兄姊妹们。
The brothers and sisters.
我们这些堕落的人。
We fallen people.
我们怎么能活在神公义的要求底下呢？
How can we live under the righteous requirement of God?
所以在旧约时代中。神把律法赐给以色列百姓。
In the Old Testament time, God gave the law to His people.
那个被称作神公义的律法。
This is called the law of righteousness.
哇，犹太人一拿到这个公义的律法之后呢，整天就过着不安的生活。
And when Israel received this law, then they do not have peace in their life.
因为在神的要求底下做不到。
Because they could not attain to the righteous requirement of God.
所以因此呢，见面的时候啊。
So when they see each other,
就彼此 shalom, shalom, shalom.
They say shalom, shalom, shalom.
Shalom 是什么？
What does shalom mean?
就是平安。
It's peace.
啊，其实到了新约时代中间呢，我们已经在基督里了哈。
In the New Testament time, we're already in Christ.
但是我看很多时候我们写信还是这样写，某某弟兄平安。
But often we still write peace, brothers and sisters.
不过的确也需要点平安呢。
Of course, we still need some peace.
虽然在恩典的时代。
Even though we're in the age of grace.
但是你要认识神的公义。
We still need to know God's righteousness.
犹太人他们是特别需要的。
The Jews need this especially.
弟兄姊妹，我们感谢主。
Brothers and sisters, we thank the Lord.
若不是主耶稣基督道成肉身来到地上。
If not for our Lord Jesus Christ, the Word became flesh.
他借着他的肉身。在十字架上满足神公义的要求。
And he was nailed to the cross and fulfilled the righteous requirement of God.
你我没有一个人能在神的公义跟前站立得住。
If not for that, then none of us can stand before his righteousness.
这就告诉我们。
So this tells us.
为什么主耶稣基督最后死的是那么的悲惨。
How the Lord Jesus died in such a miserable way.
我们很多人都以为说这是因为我们的罪，对吧？
We thought, many of us thought that this is because of our sins.
不错。
That's,
是为着我们的罪。
That is correct. It is for us.
但是更多的是为着神的公义。
But much more so, it is for God's righteousness.
满足神公义的要求。
In order to fulfill the righteous requirement of God.
弟兄姊妹们。
Dear brothers and sisters.
主的牺牲实在是太大。
His sacrifice is so great.
他不仅降生在马槽里。
Not only did he was he born in a manger.
30年在木匠的家里面默默无声。
And for 30 years he was quiet in a household.
最后出来侍奉的时候被弃绝。
And then when he came to serve, he was rejected.
辱骂他。
People scolded him.
拒绝他。
Rejected him.
到处都人都反对他。
And everybody was against him.
最后被自己的门徒出卖。
And finally he was betrayed by one of his own disciples.
然后被送到审判厅里。
And to be sent into the judgment room.
然后人家给他戴上荆棘的冠冕。
And a crown of thorns is placed on his head.
血都从头上流下来。
And his blood was dripping onto him.
然后那些差役们给他穿上紫袍
and then they put a purple linen
羞辱他
to insult him
又说打他的脸
to hit his face
吐唾沫在他身上
spit on him
主耶稣像羔羊被牵到宰杀之地
the Lord Jesus was like a lamb who was led to the slaughter
默默无声
it was silent
结果他们拿鞭子那个蝎子鞭打
And they used a scorpion whip to whip him.
你知道那个鞭子多可怕。
You know how scary that whip is.
一鞭下去，这个皮肉都翻开的。
When you whip, all the skin will be
打得他遍体鳞伤。
And cause a lot of damage.
你知道我们的主啊，从小就做工啊，他是身体非常强壮的。
We know that the Lord was a carpenter, so he's very strong.
但是被他们打到一个地步啊
But he was hit to a point
连这个十字架都背不动
That he couldn't even carry his own cross
还要找别人的帮他背着
They had to find someone else to help him
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们
Your brothers and sisters
最后被带到加略山
And finally he was brought to Mount Calvary
用钉子把他钉在十字架上
He was nailed on the cross
下面冷嘲热讽
and below people still keep scoffing him
弟兄姊妹们
Brothers and sisters,
约翰晚年的时候看见说
John in his old age he saw
主为我死从此我就知道何为爱
The Lord died for me and now I know what is love
弟兄姊妹每一鞭下去
Every whip
打出来的不是恨
What hit is not hatred
那是主爱的流露
But it is the flowing of God's love.
每一个巴掌打上去
Every time when someone hit his face
都不是恨都是爱
It is not hatred
因为主就是爱
Because the Lord is love
所以我们看见他在那里为我们受苦受死
So we see that he endured pain and death
哇在木头上六个钟头
He was hung on the cross for 6 hours
到一个时候连神也向他湮灭
To a point where even the Father hid his face.
我们的主承受了何等样的痛苦啊！
Our Lord endured such pain.
他要大声的呼喊说：“我的神，我的神，为什么离弃我？”
And he had to cry out, "My God, my God, why have you forsaken me?"
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们
，Dear Lord, dear brothers and sisters.
到最后断气
，And he gave up his breath.
就用兵丁用枪扎他的肋旁。
And the soldier pierced his side.
那么从肋旁流出血与水来。
And from his side, river flowed water and blood.
有人医生告诉我们，那个心脏可能破裂。
And doctors tells us perhaps that indicate that his heart was erupted.
他被剥得光光的挂在那个十字架上。
He was all his clothes were removed and he was hung on the
cross. 他们极尽羞辱。
And they insulted him.
他们在底下。在那里嘲笑他的时候
And when they were laughing at him
主说什么父啊赦免他们
And Father forgive them
因为他们所做的他们不知道
For they know not what they're doing
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们
Dear brothers and sisters
我们的主在十字架上付上这么重大的代价
Our Lord on the cross paid such an ultimate price
就是为着你我
so that for you and for me
他要满足神的公义
he can fulfill the righteous requirement of
所以弟兄姊妹们
therefore brothers
神的公义对我们这些犯罪的人来讲是可怕的
God's righteousness is very scary for us
你看主的死你就知道神的公义的要求是多么的严厉的
if you see the Lord's death then you know how severe that requirement was
但是我们的主甘心情愿
But our Lord willingly,
他实在是爱我们。
He truly loves us.
所以他在十字架上没有一句的怨言。
He did not complain anything when he was on the cross.
是他满足了神公义的要求。
It is him that fulfilled the righteous requirement of God.
弟兄姊妹们
，brothers and sisters.
因此新约圣经里面称他为义者。
That's why in the New Testament he is called the Just One.
在《使徒行传》第七章、约翰一书第一章都讲到，他是义者。
In Acts chapter 7 and First John, it speaks that he is the just one.
因为主在肉身上达到神公义的要求。
Because in his body form, he fulfilled the righteous requirement.
所以整个人的历史中，只有他一个人是义人，是义者。
In the entire history of mankind, there's only one person who is just, who is righteous.
保罗在罗马书里面说到
Paul in Romans says,
这世上没有义人，连一个也没有。
There is no one who is righteous, not even one.
现在，神的儿子亲自道成肉身成为人，在人的身上满足神公义的要求。
And now the Son of God became flesh, and as a man, he fulfilled the righteous requirement.
所以将来到审判台前的时候
，So that when we come before the judgment,
是要按照主耶稣基督的公义来审判我们。
That will be judged according to the righteousness of Jesus Christ.
所以我们满心感谢我们的主。
So we thank the Lord with all our hearts.
弟兄姊妹们，他为我们付上的代价实在是太大了。
Brothers and sisters, the price he paid for us is indeed so great.
所以每一次擘饼聚会
So every time when we break the bread,
我一看见那个饼和杯
When I see that bread and the cup,
我心里面都有一个深处的感觉
I have this deep sense within.
主恩深重
God's great, The Lord's grace is so great.
那比你我想象的弟兄姊妹那个苦那个死不知要打多少倍
It is far beyond what we can imagineThe death and the suffering that he went through for us.
所以感谢主。
So we thank the Lord.
因为我们这些人常常忘记主的。
Because we are forgetful people.
所以主每个礼拜啊，叫我们擘一次饼啊，
so,
这个也是一个很重要的提醒。
This is a great reminder the Lord have us break the bread once a week.
不能忘记主的恩典。
To not forget his grace.
弟兄姊妹，这是永远的纪念。
This is a continual remembrance.
将来我们进入永世
When we go into the next age,
我们还得在主的脚前俯伏下拜
And we are still going to fall down prostrate before
他为我们付上的实在是太大
Because he has paid such a great price.
弟兄姊妹们，我们看见今天很多神的儿女们不在意这个
We see, brothers and sisters, a lot of people this day do not care.
难怪保罗会说
No doubt that Paul would have said,
他说若有人不爱主
if someone does not love the Lord,
这人可诅可咒
he is accursed.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们
Dear brothers and sisters,
因为保罗看见基督的所付上这个代价这真是无比的代价
Because Paul saw this great price that Christ endured, this is such a great price.
感谢主在十字架上完成了这个宝贵的救恩呢。
We thank the Lord that He accomplished this precious salvation on the cross.
我们还蒙昧无知的时候，神就主已经就来寻找我们了。
When we are still ignorant, He already came to look for us.
我们开头还不愿意，后来呢，听到听福音糊里糊涂的，哎，受点感动，举了个手了。
And before we rejected Him, and then when we are listening to the gospel, and we are still not clear, and perhaps we accepted him when we were still not there.
然后呢我们就受浸
And then we were baptized.
哎呀这些年呢我常常站在那个浸池旁边看见那弟兄姊妹受浸、啊、
These days I often see are near when I see the people brothers and sisters are baptized.
哎呀我说这真有福啊这个人真有福啊
I see they're so blessed people.
他不知道他得着多大的福气了
He doesn't know yet how big of a blessing he's
got. 弟兄姊妹，我们是经过了这么多年主的教导，慢慢主对主的话语点点领受，才知道主恩深重。
After so many years and his teachings, then we start to realize how great is his grace.
所以有首诗歌很写得很好。
Now there's a great hymn.
将来主回来的时候
，When the Lord returns,
我们才真正知道这个救恩有多高。
Then we'll truly comprehend how high is this salvation.
但愿主今天就着我们所能明白的这一点
May the Lord help us from knowing this a little bit.
让我们爱他
So that we would love him.
让我们跟随他
That we would follow him.
亲爱弟兄姊妹
Dear brothers and sisters.
因为主所成功的救赎
Because the Lord accomplished this salvation.
当我们在相信他的时候
When we believe him.
圣经讲就因信称义了，是吧？
That we are justified by faith.
今天很多基督徒还对这个因信称义可能还不能完全那么明白。
Perhaps these days some Christians do not fully comprehend justification by faith.
因为你接受他的救恩。
Because you accepted his salvation.
他就把你摆在一个义人的地位上。
He justifies you and places you on the position of a righteous man.
从那天开始起。
Starting from that day forward.
神开始接纳你的。
God started to accept you.
神就把他摆在，把你摆在他的计划当中。
And God placed you in his plan.
神就把他摆在，把我们摆在他的看顾当中。
And God placed us in his protection.
圣灵就住在我们的里面。
And the Holy Spirit indwells.
天天随着我们，教导我们。
And daily teaches us.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们。
Dear brothers and sisters.
是因为什么呢？
Why is this?
因为我们信他。
Because we believe him.
但是罗马书第五章呢，你告诉我们说。
But in Romans chapter 5 it tells us.
我们是因信神儿子的血而被称义的。
We believe in the blood of his lamb, the son. That's why we're justified.
我们信他被称义是因着他的血。
We believe him, it is because of his blood.
神亲眼看见他的儿子流血。
God sees that his son is bleeding.
弟兄姊妹们
Brothers,
我们知道神的心是多么的痛啊。
You know how that hurt God's heart.
这是他的爱子。
This is his
最爱的孩子，就最爱的一个独生子。
His beloved son.
所以呢，他的血在神的眼中看为极其宝贵。
So his blood is so precious in the eyes of God.
弟兄姊妹都知道这个宝血这个字是彼得讲的。
We all know that this precious blood, this terminology is used by Peter.
因为彼得曾经有过失败，对不对？
Because Peter fell at one point.
最后当主耶稣受审判的时候。
When Jesus was being judged.
他在这个大祭司的院子里面呢。
Peter was in the outer court of the high priest.
他居然发咒起誓，三次发咒起誓否认主啊。
That for three times he was cursing and denying our Lord.
他本来以为自己很勇敢的。
He thought he was very courageous.
没有想到在一个小小的侍女面前就失败了。
But he couldn't think that he would fall before a little servant girl.
主事先告诉他了。
Lord already told him before.
叫两次以前你要三次否认我。
Before the cock crows twice, you will.For, deny me thrice.
彼得完全不相信。
But Peter did not believe.
当他第三次否认的时候
，After the third time,
鸡就叫了第二遍。
And the cock crowed the second time.
弟兄姊妹们
，Brothers and sisters,
我们知道彼得这个失败是非常严重的失败。
We know that this fall of Peter is a really great fall.
但是主有责备他吗
？But did the Lord scold him?
主有恨他吗
？Did the Lord hate him?
没有。
No.
所以彼得最后一次否认完，
so,
主看了他一眼。
After the last time that Peter denied the Lord turned around to look at Peter.
是一个充满了爱的眼光。
It is a look full of love.
叫彼得受不了了。
And Peter couldn't endure that.
这就冲出去啊，放声痛哭啊。
So he went away and cried bitterly.
他想我怎么会变成这个样子，对不对？
He says, "How come I become someone like that?"
三年半的时间，主这么的爱我。
For three and a half years, the Lord loved me so much.
我既然在一个小小侍女面前犯这么重大的错误。
And I would actually commit this great error before a servant girl.
所以他们在欧洲啊，有个人画了一幅像。
In Europe, someone painted this portrait.
就是画彼得失败以后的像。
It is a portrait of Peter after Peter stumbled.
这个像画得很好。
This is a really good portrait.
彼得哭到一个地步，两个眼睛都陷进去了。
Peter was crying to a point where his eyes were swollen inward.
最后流出来的不是眼泪，是血。
And so then not the tears came out, but blood came out.
他对不起他的主。
He did not.
感谢主。
He couldn't do the right thing for his Lord.
弟兄姊妹们，主一点都没有责备他。
But the Lord did not.
所以最后在加利利的海边遇见彼得的时候。
But the Lord did not reprimand him. So then at the Galilee, when the Lord met
him, Peter,
the Lord asked Peter, do you love me more than these? Peter dare not respond anymore.
主用阿嘎皮问他,
the Lord asked him with agape.
彼得只用只能用phileo回答。
And Peter could only respond in phileo.
他不敢讲说主啊我爱你。
He dare not say, Lord, I love you.
主啊不管怎么样我对你还是有感情。
He says, at least I have some affection for you.
弟兄姊妹们神就重新使用爱把彼得恢复起来。
And the Lord restored Peter once again using his love.
所以彼得到后来写书信时候讲到耶稣基督的宝血。
So when Peter wrote epistles, he spoke of Jesus Christ's precious blood.
他才知道主的血是多么的宝贵呀。
And he knew how precious that blood is.
像他这样失败的人,
for someone who felt like him,
主的血都能赦免他。
The precious blood is still effective.
重新把他挽回过来。
And he could be restored.
所以弟兄姊妹们,
brothers and sisters,
我们不仅是因着 相信主的血而被称义,
not only are we justified by believing the Lord's blood,
啊, 我们很容易犯错,
but we know that we easily commit errors,
甚至很多时候也犯罪,
and sometimes we also commit sins.
所以约翰晚年写约翰一书的时候,
so John in his old age when he was writing
约翰一书第一章第九节,
1 John chapter 1 verse 9,
那是宝贵的一节圣经。
This is a precious verse.
那你告诉我们,你犯了罪,你要认。
Here it says that if you sin, then you have to confess.
他说,如果我们犯了罪,
if we confess our sin,
我们认自己的罪,
and we confess our sin,
神是公义的,是神是信实的。
He is faithful and just.
他儿子的血便洗净我们的罪。
And he can forgive us our sins using his precious blood. Blood of his son.
神尊重他儿子的血,
God honors the blood of his son.
能够把我们犯的最败坏的罪都赦免,
can forgive us even the worst sins that we committed.
多么宝贵的一件事情。
How precious is this?
所以弟兄姊妹们,
the brothers and sisters,
作为神的儿女,
as children of God,
神也不怕我们会犯罪,
God is not afraid of us committing sin.
神怕我们是不后悔,不懊悔,不悔改。
But God is afraid that we won't repent.
要承认,
we have to confess.
你不承认主也知道,对不对?
If we do not confess the Lord,
你还不如干脆早点承认。
It's better to just confess.
主的血一洗过之后呢,神就忘记。
And the precious blood washes that clean and then God forgets.
好,我不知道在这里有没有跟你们讲过。
I don't know if I've said this to you before.
在希伯来书里面告诉我们,
in the book of Hebrews,
我们的罪一经主的血洗净之后呢, 神就不再纪念了。
That once our sins have been washed by his blood, then he no longer remembers.
原文的意思就是完全忘记。
In the original text, it means that he completely forgets.
我们心里想,怎么可能完全忘记呢? 对不对?
We think, how can he completely forget?
比方说我得罪Jed,
I have offended Jed.
Jed说,好了,我赦免你了。
And Jed says, I'll forgive you.
但Jed每次看到我就会想起我怎么得罪他。But
every time when he looks at me, he'll remember.
他不会忘记,对不对?
He won't forget.
所以我们想神怎么会忘记呢?
But then, how could God forget?
所以一位年长的弟兄解释得非常好。
And an elder brother explained this very well.
他说神的智慧是完全的智慧。
God's wisdom is omniscient.
所以他可以全部记住。
So he can remember everything.
他也可以全部忘记。
But he can also forget everything.
哇,太奇妙了。
This is so wonderful.
弟兄姊妹们,
brothers,
这对我们是极大的福气,对不对?
This is such a great blessing for us.
所以这是基督徒的福音啊。
This is the gospel.
所以你犯错,你最好不要隐藏起来。
So if you committed errors, do not hide it.
到主面前去承认。
Go before the Lord and confess.
主如果叫你向人道歉,你就去道歉。
If the Lord asks you to go confess to others, then go.
因为你真正在主面前承认。
Because once you confess before the Lord,
他的血就把这个你所有都洗净。
then his blood will wash all of this clean.
所以将来到了审判台前的时候呢,
so that when you come before the judgment throne,
就没有了, 这个,
there's not at this.
多好啊,
isn't that great?
所以保罗提醒我们呢,
so Paul reminds us,
有人犯罪, 那个审判今天就到了,
some people, when they commit sins, the judgment comes today.
他有的人呢, 是罪是在后面跟着来的,
and some, the sin follows behind.
啊, 你回去好好想一想,
you think about this after you
return. 后面一大串,
maybe there's a chain of sins.
我们快快地把它带到主跟前,
quickly bring that before the Lord's presence.
啊, 我们的神, 实在是恩典的神,
our Lord is a Lord of God of grace.
他总是爱我们,
he loves us and he opens a way for
所以他儿子,
us.
定是十字架为我们开了又新又活的路,
so his son was nailed on the cross and opened up a new and living way.
这是永远不关闭的路,
this is a way that will never be closed.
弟兄姊妹们,
brothers and sisters,
不要带着这些错误罪恶到主跟前,
do not bring the errors and transgressions to the Lord's presence.
请我们记得神要义人,
the Lord wants the righteous man.
神的家中需要有正直人,
the Lord wants those who walk uprightly.
感谢主,
thank the Lord.
弟兄姊妹们,
brothers and sisters,
那些行动正直的人,
those who walk uprightly,
什么好处都不缺,
and they would have nothing good withheld from them.
但是我们有一个困难,
but we have this difficulty.
如果呢, 我们老是靠我们自己的头脑知识啊, 靠着我们自己的想象来做好, 很难, 对不对?
If we're relying on our own wisdom and our own might, we cannot do this.
神老早知道我们的软弱,
God knows our weakness.
所以神就差遣圣灵住在我们里面,
so God sent the Holy Spirit to live within us.
所以你忘记了, 圣灵不会忘记,
if you forget, the Holy Spirit will not forget.
哎呀, 我从小的时候就是蒙这个恩典,
when I was young, I received this grace.
很多时候我们过去做的事情自己都忘了, 对不对?
A lot of times the things that we committed, we even forgot ourselves.
所以那时候弟兄们叫我们认罪, 我就到主面前想, 我到底犯了什么罪?
Oh, brothers told us to confess before the Lord, and I was thinking, what have I committed?
拼命地想苦想了一两件,
and I was trying so hard to come up with something, I came up with maybe one or two.
我就觉得说, 我想不起来了,
and I said, I cannot remember more.
圣灵的光就进来了,
then the Holy Spirit illuminated.
这可不得了了, 这个光一进来啊, 我小时候做了很多坏事情,你都忘记了,一样样都显出来。
And this light was so severe, so many things I committed in my childhood, I remember.
我记得我在那个聚会里, 我忍不住,我就大声地喊说,主啊,我是个罪人。
And I remember I couldn't endure it anymore, so in that meeting, I yelled out loudly, I am a sinner, Lord.
那次的认罪不是我头脑想出来的。
That time when I confessed, it wasn't out of my mind.
那是圣灵的光照,
but it is an illumination of the Holy Spirit.
所以弟兄姊妹们,
so dear brothers,
任何一个时候,
anytime,
圣灵在你里面提醒人, 这件事情错了,
when the Holy Spirit reminds you of something that's
要快快去对付,
you deal with it immediately.
所以弟兄姊妹们,
brothers and sisters,
圣灵引导我们走义路,
the Holy Spirit leads us on the way of righteousness.
否则我们犯的错误, 老早恐怕从这条路上就滑跌出去了。
Otherwise, we probably committed errors and we will go astray.
另外一件事我们常常祷告说主啊, 愿教会装饰整齐,
another thing we often pray is may the church be properly adorned.
叫我们迎接你的再来,
that we may receive your return,
像新妇装饰整齐,
like a new bride that's properly adorned.
怎么样装饰整齐呢?
So how do we properly adorn?
其实启示录19章讲得很清楚,
in Revelation chapter 19, it's very clear.
因为什么呢? 因为新妇所穿的是什么呢? 光明洁白的细麻衣,
because the bride is wearing this white linen.
那么这个光明洁白的细麻衣就是圣徒所行的义,
and this white linen is the righteousnesses of the saints.
教会今天怎么样装饰整齐呢?
So today, how could a church be properly adorned?
就所有的弟兄姊妹都要行义,
that every brother and sister must have these righteousnesses.
弟兄姊妹必须行义,
we need to have righteous acts.
啊, 如果教会不行义,
if the church is not having righteous acts,
就是没有装饰好,
then the church is not properly adorned.
所以我们何等需要主自己的恩典,
how we need the Lord's grace.
我想我再讲一个经历给你们听,
I'll share with you another experience.
我那个时候刚出来侍奉主, 我不讲地, 我就住在一个会所里,
When I first came out to serve the Lord, I was living in a church building.
因为我们会所人多啊,
we have a lot of people in the church building.
厕所不够用,
and there's not enough bathrooms.
所以呢, 那个负责弟兄们就在那个墙角那里弄了几个厕所。
So the responsible brothers created a bathroom at the corner of the wall.
但是那个厕所是违章建筑，是不符合政府的规定的。
But that bathroom was added without the proper permits.
所以我们管区呢有一个警察。
So there is a police.
他是管我们那个地方的。
Who is in charge of overseeing that area?
有天中午我在睡午觉。
And then when I was napping.
我睡得迷迷糊糊的，我就听见那个一个负责弟兄进来了。And
I was napping, and I heard the responsible brother came in.
他就对那个管会所的弟兄说。And
he told the person who is in charge of the building.
他说啊，你拿这些钱去给那个警察。Take
this bag of money to that police.
我躺在那睡觉。I was
sleeping there.
他这么一讲，我整个人惊醒起来了。And
when he said this, I immediately woke up.
我里面感觉怎么可以做这样的事情？And
I thought, how could we do this kind of thing?
教会怎么可以做这样的事情？How
can a church do this?
哎呀，等他走了以后。After
he left,
我心灰意冷。I
my heart grew cold.
我说我们在这里为主做见证。
I said, here we're bearing testimony for our Lord.
在一个小小的警察跟前就站不住脚。And
before a small policeman, we cannot stand up.
所以我心里很痛苦。
So I felt very sorrow.
因为那个时候年纪轻啊。But
I was young.
刚出来侍奉主，这个心智多强，多强壮了，对吧？
And I first started to come out to serve the Lord, so I was very strong.
哎呀，我就这个去找些年长弟兄们去讲。
So I thought I need to go and talk to the elder brothers.
结果出乎我意料之外。
But surprisingly,
我跟那年长弟兄们讲，他们都闭口不讲话。
When I talked to the elder brothers, they didn't respond.
一个个都不讲话。
Each one is silent.
后来我又跑到一个弟兄，他是做生意的人，他是教会的负责弟兄。
And I found another responsible brother who is a businessman.
结果他反过来责备我。
But then he rebuked me.
他说这个社会就是这样的。
He says, this is how society works.
你不通人情世故。
You do not understand this?
你说你这个人良心软弱。那个,
you have a weak conscience.
哇，讲得我心里真是难过的不得了。
I felt so much sorrow within.
我说怎么会是这样呢?
How could it be like this?
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们,
dear brothers and sisters,
你就知道今天教会如果要装饰整齐,
today if a church is to be properly adorned,
神的儿女们必须行义,
that the children of God must have these righteous acts.
尤其教会中所有不义的事情都不能做,
especially those things are unrighteous cannot be done in the church.
感谢主,
thank the Lord.
弟兄姊妹们需要主的恩典,
brothers and sisters, we need the Lord's grace.
将来只有义人, 可以进神的家,
only the righteous can enter into God's house.
新天新地有义居住在其中,
in the new heaven and new earth, righteousness dwells.
所以感谢主,
so thank the Lord.
弟兄姊妹们,
brothers and sisters,
我们现在最后呢, 把这个诗篇84篇的这个后面几节稍微看一下。
Now let's take a look at the last few verses of Psalm 84.
这样你就知道为什么克拉的后裔他们这样的来写。
So then you know why the sons of Korah wrote it this way.
第九节这里说,
Verse 9.
神啊，你是我的盾牌。
O God, behold our shield.
弟兄姊妹们, 只有神, 能够阻挡仇敌一切的工作。
Only God can hinder the work of the enemy.
弟兄姊妹们, 这个在以弗所书第六章里面告诉我们,
In Ephesians chapter 6 it tells us,
撒旦最会射的什么是火箭。
Satan likes to shoot fiery arrows.
对，不是那个rocket。 他就用火当箭。
He used these fiery darts.
所以他这个一射进来，我们里面烧起来。
And when he shoots these darts, then we are.
所以我们要用公义做护心镜，对不对
？Then we need a breastplate of righteousness.
感谢神，神是我们的盾牌。
We thank the Lord, He is our shield.
这里又说，求你垂顾观看你受膏者的面。
And here it also says,
第九节后面一段。
And look upon the face of your anointed.
啊，这个受膏者本来是指的弥赛亚说的。
And the anointed was referring to the Messiah.
但到了新约时代中，所有神的儿女都是受膏者。
But in the New Testament time, all His children are anointed.
啊，他说，求你垂顾你受膏者的面。
It says, look upon the face of your anointed.
啊，这一次这个又是讲到我们跟神之间一个亲密的关系。
And this speaks of a close relationship between us and the Lord.
我昨天晚上讲了，说你抱着孩子，孩子会把你的脸转过来，要你听他的话，对不对
？Yesterday mentioned that when you're holding a child, you will turn your face to look at him so you can hear him.
小的时候抱着孩子，有时候孩子把爸爸的、妈妈的脸转过来，你看看我，你看着我，你们有没有这个经历啊？
Have you had this experience when your child holds your face turned towards him and says, "Look at me"?
这只有父子之间有这种亲密的关系的。
Only a father and son has this relationship.
所以我们很多时候对神说，神啊，你看一看我。
So often we tell the Lord, "God, look at me."
你这样祷告过吗
？Have you prayed this way?
啊，那么孩子要求父亲这样看他，这是一个爱的要求。
For a child to ask the father to do this, this is a requirement of love.
如果爸爸已经说你看着我的脸，我们知道那个就不一样了，对不对啊？我们做错事了的。
But if the father says, "Look at me," then you know something went wrong.
感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
因为我们可以跟神之间有亲密的关系。
We can have that close relationship with God.
然后你看见下面。克拉后裔的诗啊，他们的话是多么的好。
Then you see what Korah, the sons of Korah, wrote is so great.
在你的院宇住一日，甚至在别处住千日。
For a day in your courts is better than a thousand elsewhere.
宁可在我神殿中看门，不愿住在恶人的帐篷里。
I would rather be a doorkeeper in the house of my God than dwell in the tents of wickedness.
这个恶人的帐篷啊，是有特别指所指的。
The tent of wickedness refers to something specific.
弟兄姊妹们，是指着有些的团体，他们不行义，他们达不到神的目的。
This speaks of certain organizations. They do not act righteously, and they cannot attain to the purpose.
像这样的帐篷啊，他们说我们住都不要住。
For those kind of tents, they say we will not even dwell in it.
我们宁可去看门。
We'd rather be doorkeepers.
这是一个强烈的心愿呢。
This is such a strong desire.
他们对于那个恶，他们有很明确、深切的感觉。
They have a very strong sense and clear sense of that evil.
宁可在你的院子里面住一天，比别迁出还好。
It's better for to dwell in a day in your court than better than a thousand elsewhere.
他们知道神要的是公义。
They know that God wants righteousness.
神恨恶恶。
And God hates evil.
所有的错误在神跟前，神都不能容忍。
And every single mistake and error, God cannot forbear.
所以我想我不能再多做解释，只能这样说啊。
I cannot explain more. I can only say this.
下面他说的，因为耶和华神是日头。
Says for the Lord God is the sun.
神的公义像日头一样发光的。
His righteousness is like a sun.
他是盾牌。
He is the shield.
留下恩惠和荣耀。
The Lord will give grace and glory.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们
，brothers and sisters，
要赐给那些行动正直的人。
No good thing will He withhold from those who walk uprightly.
啊，所以在教会历史中
，in church history，
我们看见这个历史一再的出现。
We see that the history continues to appear.
当初马丁路德他们为什么要离开天主教
？Why did Martin Luther depart from Catholicism？
马丁路德得到第一个真理就是因信称义，对不对
？And the first truth that Martin Luther recovered was justification by faith.
因为这个天主教呢，已经偏离了神的义。
Because the Catholic Church has already departed from God's righteousness.
那个帐篷不能住啊。
And that tent cannot be dwelt in.
所以他们就离开了。
So they had to leave.
当初保罗他们也是一样。
Paul was like so as well.
为什么要离开犹太教啊？
Why did they have to depart from Judaism?
因为犹太教已经偏离了神的公义。
Because Judaism already departed from God's
will. 犹太教变成一个邪恶的团体。
And Judaism becomes an evil organization.
连主来他们都拒绝了。
Even when the Lord came, they rejected him.
所以有一天保罗眼睛都开。
So one day Paul's eyes were opened.
他就不能住在那个恶人的帐篷里。
He cannot dwell in the tents of the wicked.
当然今天呢，弟兄姊妹，基督教的团体很多。
Of course, brothers and sisters, today there's a lot of Christian organizations.
当然有好有坏。
And some are good and some are bad.
所以我们要很谨慎。
We have to be very careful.
如果我们这里能够成为神的家,
if we can be a house of God here,
必须每个弟兄姊妹都行义。
Every single brother and sister must have
righteous act
to walk uprightly.
弟兄姊妹,
history continues to teach us this.
所以柯拉的后裔说,
so the sons of Korah said,
依靠你的人便为有福。
Blessed is the man who trusts in you.
弟兄姊妹,
if we trust in ourselves, that's not okay.
全心靠我们的主,
we completely trust in
our Lord.
Daily live abide in
him.
To abide in him.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们,
dear brothers and sisters,
愿主的灵做工在我们中间,
may the Lord's Spirit work amongst us.
引导每个弟兄姊妹行义路,
to lead every brother and sister to walk on the righteous way.
让神的家里充满正直的人,
so that his house is filled with those who walk uprightly.
所以你会看见,
so you'll see.
诗篇84篇,
in Psalm 84.
多么宝贵的一篇诗,
it is such a precious hymn.
在那个荒凉的年间,
in those age of desolation,
可拉的后裔起来,
the sons of Korah rose up.
他们写了这些诗,
they wrote these songs.
激励神的百姓,
to edify and encourage God's people.
所以我希望弟兄姊妹们,
I hope brothers and sisters,
牢记这一篇诗,
that you will remember this hymn, psalm very well.
主回来的日子很近了,
the Lord's return is near.
愿我们聚会的地方,
may,
我们的弟兄姊妹,
may the place that we gather and brothers and sisters,
就是主的家,
that is the Lord's house,
就是主安息的所在,
that is the place where the Lord can find his resting place.
我们请低头再点祷告。
Let's bow for a word of prayer.
主啊，我们这是满心的感谢你。
Lord, we thank you with all our heart.
这次你不仅把我们带到这个地方,
not only did you bring us to this place,
也带我们来到你话语的跟前。
You also brought us before your word.
我们在你的面光中来领悟你自己的话。
Before your face, we comprehend your word.
主啊, 愿你成全你自己的作为在我们身上。
May you fulfill your work in us.
愿真理的圣灵引我们进入这些话语的实际。
May the Spirit of truth lead us into all truth.
但愿在不多的日子的里面,
so that in the coming days,
众人都起来关心神的家。
That all will rise up and be mindful of the house of God,
为着神的家,
to be for the house of God.
愿我们弟兄姊妹在这里的聚集,
may the gathering here,
是你安息的所在,
it's a place where you can find your,
也是你设立宝座的地方,
it is also a place where you can establish your throne.
主啊, 无论这条道路有多艰难,
no matter how difficult this way is,
求你加力量给我们,
may you increase strength to us,
让我们弟兄姊妹同心的往前,
that we can walk forward together.
主啊, 我们感谢你,
we thank you, Lord.
愿在你回来的时候,
when you return,
我们都可以欢然的来见你,
that we can see you in joy.
愿主更多的祝福临到你自己的百姓,
may your blessing be poured out on your people.
听我们的祷告,
hear our prayers.
靠耶稣基督宝贵的名,
we pray this in Jesus Christ's precious name.
Amen.
Thank you.